Auguste Rodin is one of the greatest artists of his era, a sculptor whose works are still revered more than 100 years after his death. His most famous work, probably, The Thinker, is one of the most recognisable sculptures ever cast. But behind the brilliance was the influence of an artist named Camille Claudel, whose life is reimagined in a new play set to make its Australian debut at the Sydney Opera House. Wendy Beckett is the writer and director of Claudel. Wendy, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you.
What drew you to the story of Camille Claudel? Tell us a bit about her.
I like writing plays about interesting women, and particularly women artists. And I was always of the opinion that Camille Claudel could not possibly have been bipolar or schizophrenic, as they called it in those days. And coming from a psychological background, I managed to get hold of all of the documentation on her and discovered that, in fact, all that had really happened was she had a breakdown due to the bust-up of her relationship with Auguste Rodin. Her father died and she had no money. And as an artist, she was totally destitute. And then her Catholic family sort of weighed in and had her locked up for 30 years.
For 30 years?
And yet still, she became one of the great sculptors of all time.
I was going to ask you about that. I don't know her work. Was she a talented sculptor?
Hugely talented. He took her on, Rodin, because she was capable of doing the feet and hands of his work, which he took credit for. And if you look at pieces like The Kiss, you'll see that it's, you know, there's sometimes very little difference between the two artists. And Camille Claudel did an extraordinary amount of work in her sort of 20, 25 years before they locked her away.
Well, she's been described as Rodin's muse. Is that an apt description, or is it more his sidekick?
I think that was his idea. I think she was really a student that he took on to work in his foundry and in his various studios, as he took on many people.
The play, I think, tells the story of their relationship. What is the essence of that relationship and how did it change over time?
First of all, she would have been quite enamoured of the great, sort of like the great professor, the great artist. And then over time, he tired of her, probably as he did most of his mistresses. And when she then went through a series of not one but three abortions in London, and that was all hushed up, and also led to her being locked away by her family, the embarrassment of her being outside moral convention. But the story of Rodin was, I think he really tired of her, and she started to challenge him by doing sculptural works, which showed him with his wife, who was considerably older than her, and she as the younger mistress, being in a state of anguish. And so he had one of her major works, which would have left her in a very great financial position, which was by the city of Paris, going to go to bronze. And he had that decommissioned because of his embarrassment that she'd really outed him about his affair with her.
So how much public work is there from Camille Claudel?
It's quite considerable, and they've just opened another gallery outside of Paris in her hometown. But normally she'd been just left with a room in the Rodin Gallery in Paris for many years.
Now, you wrote this in French originally, is that correct?
I did. I was tidied up, of course. I can't claim full credit for the editorial and the work on it. And this has actually been translated back by myself and with help of editors into English. So this is its first Australian production.
So we say it's the Australian production because it premiered in France.
Yeah, it premiered in Paris in French and then it went to Avignon.
So congratulations. This is a collaboration with Meryl Tankard, the great Meryl Tankard. Tell us about the production itself, the elements of it.
I approached Meryl about how I could possibly show sculpture in a play, and I thought it would be beautiful if she could actually give me dancers in the poses of the work of Camille Claudel and Rodin. So what we have on stage is we have sculptures that are more beautiful than anything we could create in a prop shop. And in addition to that, they also are capable of moving and changing. So we get to see an array of the works of Camille Claudel.
And is there is there script within the dance? I mean, are the dances part of the...
No, it tells a biographical...
Is it a one-woman
play? No, it's probably a six actors, three dancers. It has narrative and tells the story of the relationship. We go into the studio, we meet the students, so it's like a normal play, and in between we have the dance and the sculpture.
A story of a woman, a very talented woman of some acclaim, who was the muse, so to speak, or the underling of a great man who then got threatened by her as she rose, and then she gets locked up in a psychiatric institution. Do you think this story right now, in this point of time in this country, has resonance?
I think it couldn't be more relevant with the initiative coming out of Canberra for the movement called Remember Me, where we're looking at female artists who've been, you know, kept in the dusty undergrounds of all the galleries around Australia coming to the fore. I think it's really pertinent. I mean, I wrote on Joy Hester before, and so in a similar vein, I think it's finding another great woman in history and bringing her to light, and as a role model for future girls and women artists to see that it is possible to celebrate women. Why not? God knows we're 50% of the population.
Why not, Wendy? Well said. Thank you very much. It sounds terrific.
Thanks, Fran.
Wendy Beckett, writer and director of Claudelle. It's already opened, premiered in Paris. It has its Australian premiere at the Opera House on the 23rd of April. As I say, it's a collaboration with the great Meryl Tankard. Sounds fantastic.